Welcome back into the Halftime Show. 13 minutes after 3 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. Alongside Tommy Moody, I'm Jay Phillips. Captain David Dare at Master Control. Savannah McCaskill in just a second. Drive around the SEC coming up for you. Tommy Trivia as well. And the NBA trade deadline is over. It looks like the only Cleveland Cavalier that wasn't traded was LeBron James. So there you go, kids. But they did make a lot of moves today. And again, Jimmy Garoppolo signing a $137.5 million deal to stay as the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Those are some of the things that are going on here today. Really excited right now about this next interview. Savannah McCaskill joins us, the Chapin native, Irmo High School product, greatest player in the history of South Carolina women's soccer, and now a member of Sky Blue FC and the United States national team. We really appreciate her time. I could keep going with some accolades, but first I'll just say thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. A whirlwind for you here these last few weeks, and a great piece on you by Brad Muller at GamecocksOnline.com, and fans can go there and kind of check out what you've been up to. It's so easy for guys like me to sit here and ask, hey, what's it like to be a member of the United States national team? But I'm going to ask it anyway. You're not a rookie because you were invited out to be with them last year, I know. But now you have played literally alongside some of the greats of the U.S. team. You're one of them now, Savannah. Has that sunk in yet that those are your peers, not your idols?
Yeah, I got to take a little bit of time and kind of reflect back on that whole experience. And, I mean, camp was amazing, being able to play with not only the best players in the country but also the world. You just learned so much, and it's a whole other step of my game that I got to develop and be a part of. And getting my first cap was just kind of the icing on the cake. It was a phenomenal, you know, 2.5 weeks being out with them. And then, being able to play with them is just another whole part of my life that I'll always hold dear.
When you kind of look, and obviously nothing is going to compare to being a part of the national team, but what Shelly and Jamie have built and what you have helped them build in Columbia is extraordinary, with the conference championships, the way you guys advanced through the NCAAs to make the College Cup this year. How prepared did you feel leaving Columbia and heading out there, knowing that this time, maybe unlike last year, this was a lot more real for you?
Yeah, I mean, Shelly and Jimmy both created a phenomenal program here. It's competitive every single day. They're willing to help me out with doing extra work. Alex, our strength coach, is phenomenal about putting workouts together. So my experience here in Columbia was just, you know, really helped me get ready to go there. And luckily the past year I got to play with the 23 national team, so I got a little bit of international experience and kind of got that, you know, next level play experience, so that when I did go into camp this January, I was a little bit more prepared. I had done my fitness, I had, you know, been able to play at a really high level and trained at a high level. So going into camp, I just kind of had to rely on that kind of stuff and know that I could play at that level.
Savannah, we know what you think about Coach Shelly Smith. What a tremendous soccer coach she is, and I know a confidant as well, and has really helped you bring your talents to the forefront. But how old were you when you first started playing soccer, and could you tell us something about maybe your high school coach?
Yeah, I actually started playing soccer when I was 3. Don't really know if you could call it soccer at that age. It was more of, you know, you ran around in groups and whoever got the ball first tried to score a goal.
But it was fun.
Amoeba soccer. Yeah, that's what I call it, Savannah, amoeba soccer. Yeah. Watching my girls play, it's just a big mass moving around a field for a few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I fell in love with the game from the start. It's always kind of been my pride and joy. It's been my passion since I can remember. So starting at a young age was just kind of, you know, my life. And it has been my life ever since. And then, you know, going into high school, I played high school soccer for 3 years. It was, you know, I had 2 different high school coaches, but it was, you know, just fun to be able to go out there and play with the kids that I went to school with while also playing club soccer. I was playing for CISA at the time, so traveling up there for practice and stuff like that. So it was just, you know, it was a fun time. And then all kind of in the back of my mind, keeping in mind that I was going to play college soccer as well. So finding ways to train at a high level. I actually trained with the Irmo boys team a couple of times a week as well when I was playing high school soccer to try to, you know, increase that speed of play and increase that physicality of the game.
Savannah McCaskill with us here on 107.5 The Game. She is one of the newest members of the full United States Senior Women's National Team, and she'll be starting her pro career in the NWSL here real soon. Don't want to go too far into this right now, but you were picked second in the draft, and then some unfortunate things happened, and now here you are with Sky Blue. How jarring was that for you?
It was interesting, you know. Always hate to see a club go under, especially one with such support like Boston, and that had been in the league for years since it started. So always definitely, you know, unfortunate to see that and unfortunate for to go down to nine teams. But the nine teams that are left are going to be strong, and the players that got distributed from Boston will just add and complement the players that are already on the existing teams. So it was definitely an interesting time. But, you know, luckily the league did what they could, and I ended up in Sky Blue, and I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more excited to just go play soccer.
It won't be quite as cold, so there's got to be something there for you to look at, if nothing else. And you leave for camp when? Pretty soon here, right?
Preseason actually starts. I think we have our first meeting the 15th or the 16th. I'm heading up to Jersey in the next couple of days, actually.
All right, so very, very, very soon there. A couple more minutes here with Savannah McCaskill, one of the great Gamecock women's soccer players of all time, multiple-time All-American, Conference Player of the Year, and again now getting her first cap with the United States Women's National Team. In terms of going to U.S. camp, give us an idea as best you can of when the awe wears off for a young player like you. That's part A of a question. And then part B, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a little rookie, I don't want to call it hazing, Savannah, but hey, Rook, welcome to camp kind of a thing. But how quickly is someone with your skill set and especially the position you play, you know, welcomed into the fold and made a full equal? Do they really go after you right away and say, hey, kid, this is how we do it? Or is it a little smoother transition?
Part A, the all moment kind of wears off quickly, just because you have to go in there and you have to compete. And it's competitive from the time you step off the plane in camp to the time you step back on the plane to leave camp. So just being able to go in there and realize that, hey, I'm here to play soccer. I'm here to do what I do. And I, you know, going to do my best. So really just going in there with kind of a no regret mindset and kind of, you know, make your mark from the start as soon as you can is kind of my mindset going into camp, but at the same time realizing that you are there with players that have played in multiple World Cups, multiple Olympics. So that respect factor is always kind of going to be there. But I mean, as far as being a rookie and whatnot, they're all extremely nice, extremely welcoming people off the field and on the field. They're more than willing to, you know, talk to you. They've done everything imaginable in soccer. So just really welcoming, and obviously there is that competitive atmosphere. So when you do step on the field, it is strictly business because, you know, you're fighting to make a roster spot, make World Cup rosters in the future, Olympic rosters. So it's all very, you know, it is about a team, but also at the same time, you have to do what you can do to put yourself ahead of the next person. So it's very competitive, but at the same time, I mean, that makes the environment a lot of fun because you want to try to bring the best out of everyone with that competitive environment and competitive spirit.
And while you were here at Carolina, obviously you guys, you know, you were a conference champion. As I said, you advanced to the Final Four. So expectations were very, very high. I don't have to tell you, but maybe for the audience to know, United States women's soccer team is considered the best on the planet. And the expectations when you guys go into any competition is that you're going to win. Are you feeling like, from an expectation standpoint for yourself individually and what you were doing as a team in college, does that make it even easier for you? Is that the right way for me to ask it in terms of the expectation level for the United States?
Well, personally, I have that expectation of kind of, I'm an extremely competitive person when it comes to, you know, I want to win. That's just kind of how I'm driven and how I'm wired. So that expectation really doesn't come a shock to me because it is a shock. I mean, it is an expectation for me as a person in pretty much anything that I do. So, I mean, it definitely is an expectation. You go into camp, and if you go into games, you know, you're prepared. We want to win. It's just bottom line is you want to win games. You want to win World Cups. You want to be able to have that expectation. So went through my 4 years at Carolina, that definitely did become an expectation. It definitely, especially after my freshman year, we made the Elite Eight. It was kind of, okay, we can get here. Now let's stay here. What do we have to do to stay here? What do we have to do to get better? How can we advance? And so those expectations kept getting bigger as we got farther in NCAAs and as we started winning championships. That target on our back grew a little bit bigger. But at the same time, we knew that we had to prove those expectations every single time that we stepped on the field. So having that mentality for 4 years in college is just made that going into my professional career the same. It never changed.
To your professional career, and again, you're just getting ready to get started for your first time, so I don't want to advance your career here too much, but be honest with us. Do you have aspirations beyond the NWSL? I mean, obviously there's a Women's Premier League now, and the French League is getting pretty good, and other leagues in Europe. And much like the men, there's a belief that the best players will ultimately gravitate toward Europe professionally. Is that on your horizon as well?
You know, I really want to play here. I want to help our league here in the United States develop and get better and get stronger. And, you know, I think in the next 5-10 years, you're going to see this league have a lot more teams. The talent might gravitate here because, I mean, we do have one of the best national teams, if not the best, in my opinion, mm-hmm. in the world. So, you know, you have that player pool already here. So if we could add, you know, gravitate more international players here, I mean, I think our league has phenomenal potential. So I don't really know what my future holds as far as, you know, if I go overseas. I definitely am not closing any doors off by any means, but I do really want to see this league succeed, and I want to see, you know, women's soccer professional league in the United States grow and the fan base grow, and I think that'll just be a huge step for women's soccer here in the States if we can continue to grow this league and, you know, ultimately – 5-10 years down the road, if we can be the country that sets the example for women's soccer, I think that would be a really amazing thing to witness and experience and be a part of.
And do you feel like, having played for the U23s and now being part of the senior team, do you feel like maybe a lot of the rest of the world, because there are several countries where women's soccer is taken very seriously, but still in pockets, not like it is for men. You know, and I think the United States is setting the standard for how it is trying to grow women's soccer. Do you feel like the rest of the world is catching up?
Slowly but surely, I think women's soccer is picking up speed all over the world. I mean, it's definitely something that it's not women's sports in general aren't held to the same regards as men, and I think that standard's slowly changing. I think you're going to see, you know, more and more women wanting to play sports and wanting to have that platform to be able to speak about, you know, women's rights and women in the sports world. And I think that's kind of special that the U.S. is so, you know, vocal about it. And it is something that I think there are areas of the world that, I mean, women are just fighting to be able to go to school in some places. Mm-hmm. So if we can set the example of, yes, you can do this, you can do that, you're a powerful person, from a standpoint of sports, I think that is just going to help move those areas of the world along with us as we continue to grow and get stronger as a country.
All right, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who Sky Blue's biggest rival is, but I'll let you tell me that if you already know. But how easy or difficult will it be for you to transition from having Clemson as your main rival to having Canada as your main rival when it comes to the national team?
It's just a different sports team, a different rival. I mean, every single team that I've ever been on, you're going to have that one team that you just want to beat a little bit more than everyone else. So whatever, you know, the rival might be, I think, you know, it's definitely always an exciting game to be a part of.
Who's your favorite team, whether it's MLS or across in Europe? Who do you pull for on the weekends?
I'm a huge Man U fan. I've been a Man U fan since I was, I don't know, since I could remember, 6 or 7, mainly because I grew up watching Wayne Rooney play, and I'm a huge Rooney fan, so definitely pull for Man U. I do love watching Barca play, but, you know, I'm a little biased when it comes to I love watching the Premier League and I love Man U.
Yeah, well, I am too, and you're welcome for the whole Sanchez thing. As an Arsenal fan, I hated to see him go. We'll see if Mkhitaryan can get something done for the Gunners, but you're going to love – if you loved watching Wayne Rooney, and I don't blame you, you're going to love watching Alexis Sanchez if you don't already know that. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, he's making a huge impact for them right now.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one. You are too. Listen, we're so proud of you. Congratulations on an amazing career here in Columbia. And I know there are fans all over this area and soon to be all over the country that are going to look forward to watching you be a part of the next generation for the United States. All the best, and keep in touch. We'll talk to you again down the line, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. That is Savannah McCaskill, the newest member of Sky Blue FC and the United States women's national team, and, of course, at least for now, the greatest Carolina women's soccer player in the history of the sport here at USC. Good stuff. Appreciate her time. That was fun. She's going to be a good one. Got a good head on her shoulders, too. And I like the bigger picture things she was talking about there, Tommy. Not just playing soccer, but growing the game and helping people. That's a big deal, too.
Not too many get to be player of the year and conference champions. That's just she's had an amazing career at Carolina, and I know it's going to continue.
Yeah. Well, and now just so much in front of her. Good stuff. Thank you, Savannah. Appreciate it. Come back on the other side with a drive around the SEC, an upset in basketball last night, final standings where teams fell in the rivals recruiting rankings, Tommy Trivia as well. Halftime show. I'll be right back.